Annie Dugan is the curator for the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings on Northland Morning. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing grand. We have a fabulous week, as always, in the Northland for art this week. Tuesday, there's a great show. The Tweed Museum of Art reopened last month after some serious HVAC and sort of reconstruction of the breathing apparatus of the museum. And they reinstalled everything, and they opened a new show in their... It's a smaller gallery off to the side. It's work by Sue Coe and Warrington Colescott, and it's curated by John Schuerman, who's a really fabulous, fabulous curator down in the cities. He used to run a really great gallery called Instinct Gallery that is still semi in existence periodically. Anyway, he has a great take on things, and he is going to give a gallery talk about that show that he curated with work by Coe and Colescott this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Oh, sorry, no, Thursday. There's so much, I got to keep my calendar straight. So this Thursday at 6 p.m., that's when John Schuerman's going to talk. And the show is, Coe and Colescott are very political artists, unapologetically political. And a lot of this work is from the 90s and 2000s. And you see in the work that this kind of protest and upset with our government and with our leaders and the people and power structures in all forms has been going on for quite some time. A lot of the references actually reference back to Goya even. So, I mean, there's the sense that this sort of human thirst for power, greed, money is there. And how do you confront that? So it's pretty powerful work, and I'm really interested to hear what John's unique take on it is. This Tuesday, there's another gallery talk, and that is by Martin DeWitt, who used to be the director of the Tweed, but has since gone on to make his own work and spend more time on his own work. And he is giving a gallery talk at Zeitgeist Art. He has a show up there right now. That's going to be at 6:30 at Zeitgeist. And he's gives fascinating talks. He also is a great artist. And I'm really excited to hear what he has to say about his stuff. Thursday, again, sort of skipping back around on the dates here a little bit, but D.R. Martin has an exhibition opening at the Red Herring through the Duluth Art through in partnership with the Duluth Art Institute. And this show is curated by Kit Karaslewicz, who is a local photographer of fame and recognition. And he started seeing this work by D.R. Martin. D.R. Martin used to be a street photographer in Duluth. He now lives in the cities. But the work captures a period of time in Duluth. It's really unique and interesting and sort of seeing, you know, we see a lot of street photography in Duluth now just because of the ubiquitous of telephones and cell phone cameras and Instagram and whatnot. But this is sort of, you know, in an age before that with 35 millimeter and it was a little different walking around downtown Duluth. So I'm really excited to see that. That's 5 to 7 this Thursday at the Red Herring. And then Saturday, sort of in partnership with a photography show that's up at the Duluth Art Institute right now, Tim White's In and Out of Context, the Duluth Art Institute is doing a whole series of enhancement events around that. And that exhibition pairs 21 Northland writers with 21 photos of the Northland by Tim. And so this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Lincoln Building in Lincoln Park, the Duluth Art Institute Lincoln Building, it's at 2229 West 2nd, the old Carnegie Library, a really neat space. We're doing a free day, a free workshop called Ephemeral Poetry. And this is open to writers, non-writers, families, anyone who wants to engage in the creative process. And the idea is that, you know, we've heard of ephemeral art, so the idea that, you know, you make art out of leaves and they blow away, or you make sculptures that are designed to wash away in the rain. This is sort of doing the same thing, but with words. So there's a station where you write poems on sugar cookies and then eat them. So you're literally eating your own words. And that idea that a lot of times, you know, we make art with product in mind, but this is to engage in just the process itself. So that'll be a really great, fascinating event this Saturday. And then I want to give a little shout out for those who are going a little bit further afield to Aiken. The Ripple River Gallery has a show opening of Carolyn Olson's. Carolyn is one of my absolute favorite artists of all time in Duluth. And she has a show at the Ripple Gallery. It's at 2 p.m. on Saturday is when it opens. And she just has, Carolyn's work is, it captures this sense of being in the Northland with color, with heart. I mean, I think that's what gets at me the most, is that she just has incredible heart when she makes this work. And it's about the people. It's a unique style that's just her own. And I'm thrilled that she's going a little bit further afield with it. So if you're in Aiken, check out Carolyn Olson's work as well. So that's our week in art. It's going to be a good one, as always, Chris.
It sounds like a very busy week as usual in the summertime. It's great.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Thanks so much, Annie. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. Take care. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan, the curator for the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art every Monday morning here on Northland Morning.